Now it's time to talk to our Mayor Julia Loy, who joins us. She was absent last week, but she's back this week. Good morning, Julia.
Oh, good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Had a good weekend?
Yeah, no, fantastic, thank you.
Terrific. Now, look, first up, let's find out, is there any news of these meetings to give ratepayers more information on the carbon credits deal that you're doing to make the council carbon neutral?
Look, at the moment, we're still in negotiation with Qantas. We want to make sure that we get the best value out of that proposed partnership. So when we have dates, venues and times of the public meetings, we'll definitely let everyone know.
Sure. Now, we had, talking of Qantas, we had listener Chris Beckwith tell us that after contacting Qantas, he was told that we wouldn't be getting the heaps of publicity was kind of promised. The perception was we would get tens of millions of dollars worth of publicity. That is not the case. Do you have to renegotiate with Qantas to get that?
Look, certainly, as I've already said, we are in negotiation and there's a number of aspects to that, as I'm sure you appreciate. We certainly know that Qantas themselves have told us that what Chris Beckwith said, they weren't totally represented adequately or properly in their view. But irrespective of that, we want to make sure that we get the best value out of the proposed partnership. And as I've already said, we're still in negotiation.
How you were saying that they weren't represented properly. In what way?
Look, you really have to speak to Qantas about that, Paul.
Well, Chris did speak to Qantas, and Qantas said that that there'd be no promotion. You couldn't even use the logo on your council website, that there'd be no publicity within their in-flight magazine. So I don't know what's wrong. Did Qantas say that they're going to give you all that?
What they've said to us is that some of the comments that Chris Beckwith said that did not represent the conversation that they had with Chris. If you want to ask Qantas more details about what I've just said, it's best that you ask them.
Mm. Do you think, can I just ask you this, do you think, looking back on it now, and hindsight's a wonderful thing, that you could have done this a little bit the other way around, doing this deal, that you should have prepared yourself a little better for it as a council?
Look, what the decision of the 18th of June was that we made a majority decision to enable the CEO to negotiate the proposed partnership agreement. That has not yet occurred. We're still in negotiation. And when we've got more details, we'll let everyone know.
Yes, because I'd like to think that Qantas would be giving us publicity, but Chris says that he was told by the person concerned that we weren't getting that publicity. But it sounds as though maybe you guys, as a council, have gone back to Qantas to have another chat.
We were already in negotiation, and we're continuing to be in negotiation. We won't be signing any partnership deal until we're happy with it.
Okay, let's move on. Now, Crystal Brook Collection CEO Mark Davey has stepped down from the role. Now, they're yet to lodge their development application, their DA, to the council for the Port Douglas Marina. How do you feel about this at the moment, Julie? Are you still hopeful that this will happen?
Look, I've had a good conversation with Mark since his resignation, and as has already been reported, as I'm sure you're aware, in the Gazette, he has certainly said that his resignation has no effect on the Port Douglas plans, and Crystal Brook is continuing with the DA process. We know that is the case because their planning consultants are very much in communication with our planners. There's a number of things that need to be finalised before the DA can be submitted to council, and some of those things are to do with state government permits.
State government permits, can you just elaborate?
Because the development adjoins the Dixon Inlet, there's areas that the state government has control of, not council, and so it would be all to do with different, you know, perhaps rock walls, all sorts of things to do with the construction. That's my understanding. But certainly my conversation with Mark was very good. He's certainly concerned what has already been reported, that he has resigned for personal reasons. He lives in Newcastle. He wants to pursue certainly enjoying his family and his grandchildren and his own personal business commitments. And he's really looking forward to seeing the development proceed. He told me that. And he also said that it had been a pleasure working with Douglas Shire Council, Mark, and myself.
No, all the dealings I had with him were terrific. You were mentioning the state government there. They might be going through some state government issues. Would you work with the state government, or is that a sort of inappropriate? Do you have to keep your hands off it as far as deals or any negotiations with the state government over things?
Look, my understanding is not, without knowing, obviously, the exact details, because this is a process underway primarily between Crystal Brook Planning Consultants and state government, is to do with the nature of the foreshore and the legislation that governs that from the state perspective.
Yes, but would you talk to the state government and work out issues, or is that not appropriate for the council to talk to the state government over those issues, or have they got to be just done state government to developer?
What actually happens is, if you have a look at some of the planning reports that do go to council, when they've got a state involvement, and quite often they do, there can be lots of things to do with TMR, for example, road access on state roads. They provide a report, a sub-report really, that then goes to council. If our planners, according to our planning scheme, are not happy with that, they're also in negotiation with them. So I suppose the answer is yes, but it's not through the councillors themselves, it's through our own offices.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay, now also, Julia, the Douglas Shire Council is supporting the 2019 Ironman Australia's one-day Triple R event. Now, I understand that you've backed it with a $20,000 sponsorship and a $10,000 in kind for the next 3 years under the Community Development Sponsorship Program. You obviously thought this was a good idea and something worth backing.
Oh, look, absolutely. We've got a three-year agreement. And so, as you've already said, that's $20,000 cash each year and also $10,000 in kind. We see this as a really important event for the Douglas Shire, and always has been. I think from memory, it's in its 29th year. It goes through spectacular areas within Douglas. It gets a lot of publicity, and also it's a really great sort of leading, I suppose, to what we'll be experiencing with the Wongeti Trail.
Terrific. Now, Costa and gardening will take centre stage this week. This is getting exciting because Costa is an amazing personality. He's fresh off those wins at the Logies and what have you. You've got the gardeners excited, and there'll be some gardeners, I take it, that have never met Costa. And he's kind of royalty in the gardening world, isn't he?
Oh, look, he absolutely is. He's the guru of gardening. And as you've already said, he did very well in the Logies, and so did the Gardening Australia show on the ABC. But look, we're thrilled. We've obviously had this in train for some time. It's the second time that the new Douglas Shire Council has held the Garden Awards. And we have got such a fantastic program. Costa's going to really love it. Costa's an amazing person. He is absolutely so genuine in his love for all things gardening. And every single person and family that he visited 2 years ago really enjoyed it. And so we've got a great program, wonderful gardens to enjoy. And throughout the whole Shire, we're going to Mossman, we're going all the way down to Oak Beach, and then as far up as Dewan and Cow Bay. We've got Daintree Village, Lower Daintree. I don't think we could pack in any more gardens if we tried over a two-day period.
And, of course, on the 31st, there's a... What's the format of the 31st for Costa and the council and everybody involved?
Yes, look, we've got two great opportunities if people want to meet Costa, other than having to show him the garden. And the first one is on Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, and that's at the Mossman Shire Hall. And that's from 6 to 7 p.m. And then the second one, of course, is the award presentation, and everyone's welcome. Everyone's welcome to both these events. And this is at the Port Douglas Community Hall, and that starts at 7:30 p.m. and is due to finish at 8:30. And so the Q&A with Costa on Wednesday evening. We've got a few other speakers as well. We've got John Sullivan. We've got Gaylene Shuda from our nursery. And my apologies, we have got a couple of other people on that schedule, but it's just a wonderful opportunity to hear about all sorts of things you might want to know about your garden, particularly living in the tropics, and maybe very interesting for people who are fairly new into the area. But overall, just a great opportunity to meet Costa and have a bit of fun.
Absolutely. And just a little sidebar to that, of course, we've got the Mossman Botanic Gardens. You know, they're now putting out feelers for members for that as well. So it couldn't have come at a better time. We've got Costa here, the Garden Awards, but the Botanic Gardens, you know, is reaching out. It's in the very early stages of the Botanic Gardens, but boy, oh boy, in the future, that is going to be, I think, a bit of a showpiece, certainly for Mossman and the Douglas Shire.
Look, you're absolutely right. It is a great concept and a great project. And great projects sometimes do take quite some time. As we know, last week we had construction finally started for our Mossman aged care facility, and that certainly has taken some time. But now we're at the stage where everyone can feel really comfortable that we know construction has started. And I see that the Mossman Botanic Gardens is a similar project. It will take some time. We've certainly got to be able to secure the capital for the build, and also secure operational and income streams so that it's sustainable well into the future.
No, it'll be terrific. Now, Julia, half-year rate notices were issued on the 23rd of July. Ratepayers have until the close of business on the 27th of August 2019 to pay their accounts. Julia, if ratepayers are having difficulties with that, council can discuss that with them, correct?
Oh, look, there's certainly opportunities for anyone to go and see our rate staff, and you can enter, there's a number of options, and one of them is a payment plan. And I know that our staff look very kindly on people in that situation, of course.
Of course. Now, you weren't here last week, and I didn't get a chance to get your thoughts on the Mossman Show 2019, but I know it's just a couple of weeks ago, but what an event. And, of course, the 2020 show, the organising for that has started already. I mean, I think I was incredibly impressed by the Mossman Show. It's probably one of the, if not the best country show I've ever been to. It really is a triumph for everybody involved.
You're absolutely right. If there was a prize for the best show in Australia, I'd give it Mossman as well. And that's, of course, where I was last Monday, because the show is always on the Sunday and the Monday. So I was there both days, was able to enjoy so many aspects and chat to a lot of people. There's something for everyone, and it is sensational. Some of the events in the ring were really, really interesting. And I know I met a few people who have only been here a couple of years and hadn't actually sort of really made the trek from Port Douglas to Mossman. And they were very impressed.
No, it's terrific. And congratulations to Matt Hatfield and all of the committee. And also, can I just take this opportunity to thank the council staff. The council staff did an amazing job with getting stuff prepared. You know, the groundwork, if you like, for the spectacular show. So to all the staff at the Douglas Shire Council, I'd like to congratulate them.
No, thanks for that. Certainly, the show committee do an awesome job. This is another example of a crowd that's just absolutely full of volunteers. And I know that council, we always take the show seriously. Each year we allocate in-kind support and other in cash to make sure that the show is and the grounds are presented as well as possible. And there's quite a lot of work that our staff do prior to the show, because we all absolutely want it to be a success.
Yes, 2020, bring it on. It'll start all over again. All right, Julia, have a wonderful day, a wonderful week, and we'll catch you next week.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, Paul. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's Julia Loy, our mayor, right here on Fab FM, each Monday at 8 a.m.